As you listen to God's servant Tayo Ladajo, may the vision of the finish and of God's high calling for the church be further increased in your heart to inspire accurate lifestyle and orchestrate the outbreak of the Spirit of God in the earth. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
I believe more than ever before we're going to see the governmental warfare dimension of the kingdom of God breaking forth in our lives and in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. We're going to see the church arise with absolute determination and resolve to see the will of God done. Hallelujah. We're going to see the church approach the truth with a sense of urgency of the now. We're going to see God stir up an awakening in the body of Christ. An awakening that will result in hunger and thirst after righteousness. An awakening that will result in our ability to discern the day of the Lord more than ever before. Hallelujah. So in that same light, I feel let's get to the basics and talk about dynamics of spiritual warfare. Now, these are some of the biblical issues that are like supposed to be one of the basic understanding and principles that should guard our conduct, our approach of the things of the Spirit. But it's unfortunate that even when we talk about warfare in accurate perspective, as because become an endangered species in the body of Christ. There's been so much confusion, misunderstanding. There's been the concept of biblical warfare is totally bastardized in the church. And I believe God is going to begin to put things in accurate order in the time in which we are. Praise God. So there's a scripture that is very paramount and very basic when we talk about the concept of warfare. And that's in Matthew chapter 6 verse 10, where the Bible says, "Thy kingdom come." The Lord Jesus teaching us how to pray. Let somebody say, how to pray. Not what to pray. Amen. He's not asking us to recite these. You know, being able to recite this meaning that it's a seal on your prayer. That's not what it is. Teach not guide to prayer. And it declared the cry of the Spirit. Let's want to say the cry of the Spirit. There's only one cry of the Spirit. What is an issue of priority to the Father's heart? And that is the kingdom. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Every other thing must line up with this. Every truth that is not in consonance to this is it lacks the accuracy edge. Every truth, I don't care what it is, whether it is about prosperity, whether it is about work ethics, whether it is about dying to self, whether it is about systemic redemption, whether it is about parenting, if it doesn't line up, this is a cardinal point. Praise God. If it doesn't line up with this cry of the Spirit, thy kingdom come. That's the reason why you have to, if there's any reason why you need to prosper, this is why. You know, you may want prosperity for wrong reason. I may actually be working in, there are no formula to prosperity. I may working in biblical principle of probably being an aggressive giver, being everything I need to do. But if I'm motivated by a wrong reason, it is like, it's not to show off. It's not to compete with the world. Praise God. Everything else must respond to this. How much more warfare? Praise God. How much more warfare? Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in the earth. That is the purpose of spiritual warfare. The whole essence of spiritual warfare is to midwife the kingdom of God right here. It is to enforce and legitimize the will of God in the earth. That's the purpose of warfare. So if you ask me to define what warfare is, in a nutshell, I would say spiritual warfare is the enforcement of God's verdict. Praise God. The verdict of God is the will of God. Isn't that so? Spiritual warfare is the enforcement of God's verdict. Having received the authorization, having received the divine authorization in the spirit. Amen. So it's the people that have been authorized, that are sent to enforce the will of God. Our purpose in life is to trigger the will of God into reality. It's to trigger the will of God into actualization.
Thank you for listening to this timely word of the Lord.